All right. Today's shiur will be on, what's the name again?
Incredible
but true stories by Shatranas. Okay? All right. Reuven. Had big tightness against Shimon, and he wanted to take Nekama on Shimon. Two Bachim in Yeshiva, they're learning Yeshiva, they got in a fight, they're not for Yeshiva, just example. They got in a fight, he wanted to take Nekama, so he thought of an idea. This is, I'm really going to get him now. So what do you do? Reuven told Shimon, I have a beautiful shidduch for you. Rachel Bas Poini. I already spoke to them already. They checked into you. And I'm asking them, did you go out? I'm asking them to go out. You should meet Rachel. Shimon does his chikiris and drishes and Rachel, the family. And he's happy what he hears. He's masking. He goes back to Reuven the Shachan, his friend Reuven, so-called friend Reuven the Shachan. And he's masking to go out with Rachel. Reuven comes back to Shimon, says, I spoke to the family. We set up Sunday night, 8 o'clock. We'll go see Rachel. Meet Rachel, meet the family. The truth is, he never spoke to Rachel's family, never spoke to Rachel. Does the Rachel have to be in that house? But he never spoke to him, they don't know of him, and so on. So, what he do is, purpose he wants to advise Shimon. I'm not going to do it. But that's the story. So Bacha Shimon knocked on the door, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., he knocked on the door. Knocked on the door, the father answers the door, he says, I come to see Rachel. So the guy says, what? Who? Rachel? Going out? What's going on over here? We don't know of any. No one ever spoke to us about it. Maybe you made a mistake. You knocked on the wrong door. Who are you looking for? So he established, this is the door. Rachel Hirschkus, I may have to name Hirschkus. Rachel Hirschkus, this is the Hirschkus family. And that's it. So, he says, who spoke to Shidduch? The father says, who spoke to Shidduch? He says, Reuven spoke to Shidduch. So father already understood, he understood what's going on over here. So the father, being a Bentera, and did not mevayisha, want to mevayisha a yeshiva man, so he took him into the house like a guest, gave him a piece of cake, some coffee, a tea, and he started talking with the boy. They started shmoozing and learning, shmoozing on Mil de Amra. So the father sees, this bacha, it's a fine bacha, it's a good bacha. You know what? I talk to you for my daughter. Tomorrow night, she's not ready. So tomorrow night, come and meet. It's a true story. So come and meet Rachel. Tomorrow night, they made up a date. Come Rachel. They met a number of times. The shidduch came. Shidduch can happen. And the father thought, it's out from the Shemayim, you know. The Baruch Hashem has come to Reuven to get a shidduch to happen. So now, Reuven the Shatran comes here and says, I want Shatranas here. It would be for me, we wouldn't have gotten together. I want Shatranas here. He says, if I never would have done such a thing, they would never have met. And because of it, it should have happened. So Shailen Halacha is, does he have a tfiyah for Shatranas or not? No, what do you say, yes or no?
No.
Huh?
Yeah. No.
No. So, you know, when it comes to Chayshe Mishpat, people, you know, Chaim Yerdeya and Ebenezer, everything for Shalacha doesn't allow us to tell the Svarah. But Chayshe Svarah, but sometimes the Svarah has to be according to Shulchan Aruch, not what you think, what Chazal tell us. Anyway, let's see the Makar. The Chaya, it's shocked that he has, Negea, first you have to look at if he has a Tfiyah Shulchan or not. Mitzad the Kala, Zichri doesn't get anything. Why? He was never mentioned to the Kala anything. There's none. The Kala, no, he wasn't a tier of the Shidduch for the Kala side. No one spoke with them. So Tzad the Kala, he didn't have to spoke with them. He can't be Taveya. But Tzad the Chana, there's a marker to say there's a Tfiyah. He has a right to ask for money. What's the marker? The Mishnah in Baba Kama, Daf Yutes and Beis. The Mishnah says, Behemesh, Yehizik, Peres, Vishasarab, and Potter. Behemoth was mazik payers in Shetarabim. You put it. Why? So I niach b'shutzarabim. You shouldn't have put it. The Mishnah says you shouldn't put Shetarabim there. You want payers to stay safe? Put it in a hidden place. But don't keep Shetarabim where animals come. However, in behemoth nanas b'shutzarabim. Let's say the behemoth was mazik payers. He's potter. But the behemoth is nanas from the payers. Mishal and mashananas. The Mishnah has brought down in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat Adina. So, the Gemara is a machlokes. Rava and Rava Bachoma. Rava holds that if a person puts his peiros in Shetarabim, he's not mafkid of peiros. So, Mela, you have to reason why Mishal Mashananis, who wasn't mafkid of peiros. So, Mela, you have to pay the Mashananis. That's what Rava holds. So, according to Rava holds, Poshi has to pay for the Shatkin over here. Because in Tiers, he was Nana, the Chasim was Nana over here. Let me finish. Rav Bachama argues and says the reason why Mishal Mashananis Gim Tuchif Tashlum comes even if the Baal Peiros is masking when he puts the Shesarabim that if it gets damaged or someone wounds the Peiros that the Potter. However, still the Halacha is Nanas Mashananis even the Baal Peiros does not make himself in the Zekai it will next to Mom and still Maisa does not know over here. So comes out according to both Rava. And Roman Bachoma, that you should be chayav to shatkin because the Messiah, the chassan, had a anor, like the mission of Shalom Mashananis. So even though Bahuk or Bakuk, his intention wasn't like that, Messiah was in the hand of the chassan. So it's mechana the chassan, so maybe it's not godol to be chayav to pay the shatkin, the chassan should pay the shatkin, since he's nana from the shidduch. That's one reason. Why you should be chayav? He should pay the shatkin. The second reason the Chayav Tzad Shatrin, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Kufal from Ralph. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Hayeru Tachsada Chaveyar, a song goes down to the field of Chaveyar Shaloi Beshut. I go into someone else's field, Shaloi Beshut. Then Nita, and I plant nothing, I plant it there. Shaloi Beshut. I plant there a tree, a vegetable garden, without permission, someone else's backyard, I go in and plant things over there. So the Gemara says over there in Baba Kama, the Gemara says that Baal Sada, Shechayev Baal Sada Shalom. And there's even a question, Gemara, how much does the Baal Sada, someone came to my field, planted, so how much do I have to pay him for planting in my field without a shoot? So there's my question, Gemara, Rabbama, Shomlev Yoda Tachtoina. You fish shots up, how much is the field is worse now because of the fruits because of what he planted there. And if they get different amounts, well, sometimes it's worse now $200, some say $300, so the Yadir Tachtani gets the lowest amount. And Shmuel Amar, Einem Kamadim Reiter Litem, the son of Zerle Neita. How much a person would pay to what to plant over there? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, V'loi Pligi. Kam Besada Asur Lita, Kam Besada Shein Lutzut. If a field, that's normally they plant there. So you figure how much a person would pay to plant there. But if it's a field that normally don't plant there, then you shot and taka things go there, then he has to pay of a shaman loy the yoda al-tachtayna. That's what the Gemara says. So you see from the Gemara that you have to pay at least the mechir azul, you have to pay about what did they pay. So maybe by shis shatkin, who called shatkin the Russia. The shatkin the Russia will call him. The shatkin Russia, he's the one that he did something over here. Even though he went Shloi Beshut, he didn't tell me, didn't speak to the Kalasai. So it's like going to someone else's field without Beshut. So maybe you have to at least pay something. They're also, so if the going rate to pay Shatkin, let's say, is between $1,000 and $1,500, so then you have to pay $1,000. You have to pay the lower amount. But the Chayyar, your Pashas, right, so you have to pay, he was Mahana person. That's the Chayyar, is Mashma. From these riots. However, let me finish. I'm starting only, okay? Emerson's not like that. It says in the Mechaber, in the Chashamish, with Simi Yudeh's Sif Ches, the Loch is like this. If someone had a tefiyah on his friend, on his friend. So then is, and he was Michael the person. He always said, if a person, you did it, you owed me $100, whatever it is, he lent it, or he stole whatever it is, but it's Meichel him. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and Paschal Shechonosin, he based it Ches, that Nechila ain't our Kenyan. The person is Meichel, he doesn't have to make a Kenyan with the person that I give it back to you. As long as he says I'm Meichel, that's enough that he doesn't have to pay back. So the Smart speaks out in Sivkon Chafalov, the Smart says, the reason is, as long as soon as Michael, there's no chiv anymore. So the Shad, the Smaya Zan, he says, there's only, the Shivra Guf. So maybe like the Shad becomes bottle. That's what the Smaya speaks out. So the Siva speaks out, over there in Sifkot and Hay, the Dafkiv, he speaks out the pair that he's Michael. But let's say he only said it machshava, the only machshava, he wants to, he might have a person, then it's nothing then. So then the shit that the serious air is on. There's only talking, the mokam that we're umdin in the mocha, the chalayram, shamacha loy, osmani mashach shaftit. Umdin in the mocha in the whole world, that he would be machal such a thing. So then, if it's umdin in the mocha, even belayv also helps. It helps with machshava. So the shiva says even further, he says, the chosen marshal and the hand machshava adolash in this chayv boy. He's only talking, does not machshava something that he was a chayv to pay him first. And he's michael him. But I would dovash on his chayv boy oz, im oma, echel imoy, vadim hand machshav to the michael oj, and so shalom, he oz havi kvatsoni, and yochel hazer boy. But let's say if I invite someone to eat by me, and I want to charge, I have in mind, I want to charge him. I invite him to my house, I want to charge him for the last supper, eating by me. So they don't stick it out, you can't milchayv them. That's what the city speaks out, and Sendik speaks out, the Chashochen, and Sivchokhen. So the place can speak out, vices from here, but if a person wants to do something to someone else, not to get money, then even his makaba no, you're part to the pay. So over here, when this Shatkin spoke to Shidduch, he didn't have intention to make money over here. His intention for kids is to invite the person. So Simpson is why the guy wasn't equipped to pay him. It's only the shidduch came, but if he didn't speak the shidduch, he would never have had intention to make money. So Mela, it's like if someone goes into someone else's field and I plant their shleib shirt and I do it for free. I go into someone else's backyard, I start planting tomatoes, onions, vegetables, and I'm doing it for free. I'm doing it for a favor. Later on, I come and I have a mind not to charge him. Later on, I start thinking second thought. I want to charge him. You can't do that. Once you have a mind to do it for free, then the din is, you can't come later and ask for things. So same thing here also by Shidduch also. They sent Shimon, when he sent Shimon to go for this, not the Shidduch should come out from this. He sent him and invited him. Sad Rabbi, in this place it was that he wanted him to invite him. And the first Pekisha should be in the Zoyan. So who didn't think the Chlal will get anything? So Mela is not considered a Shatchan. That's one reason. But it's even more than that. It's even more than that. Even if Reuven had in the back of his mind, you know, let them knock on the door. Let them, the Shidduch might be a small percentage that the Shidduch might come out from this. Maybe he'll talk his way into the door, and he'll be able to convince to meet the girl, and he'll go out to the girl. Still, he doesn't get anything. Why? Because the reason is Shatkin is only when he's Matsiah to both start to one side to one side. And he wants to make a kesher between them. The idea is that what's a Shatkin? Takes two parties, two different people, he puts them together. But over here, Kavanah was just a Heifach. To advise the person, there shouldn't be anything any of it. So then, his Kavanah was a Heifach. So Mela, he doesn't have a Shem Shatrin, and he can't convey anything. So even if you say, he had a Noah, the Mishnah Baba Kama, he had a Noah, that's the only type he's got Meshahenis, is only if he had intention to make something on it. But his Kavanah was a Heifach, is not considered a Nana, and Mela, you're not. The Mela, you cannot be Tvei Shatchanet. That's what the Sefer Mishpat Tetzaris speaks out. However, in the Sefer Lein Shabbat, brings on the same Maita that happened. There he says for another reason. He says, Shatchanet, who gets Tvei Shatchanet here in this case? The Rabbani Shalom gets. Because he's the Messiah of this Bacha should come to here, so Shiva should happen. Rabbani has many ways to get it to people meet. So he came out such a way that Shiva should happen, but only Rabbani Shalom could have such a thing. What happens? So if anyone gets the Barishon gets, no one else gets. Not the Shatkin in Russia. And being derived from the Gemara in Bavasa. The Gemara in Bavasa and Kufnam Gimel. The Gemara says that someone was nifta young. He left all the children. Young children, who are all the children over Bar Mitzvah, and young children under Bar Mitzvah. So now, who's taking care of these older, the young children? The young children, 7 or 8 years old. The older brothers and siblings, the other older siblings are taking care of them. So Gemara says, there's no chiefic time to pay the whole of them, because it's the, then I'm stopping, the later on, after 10 years, and he starts buying the Rusha 10 years later, the Rambam says, listen, I can get more, the older one should I get more, I brought you up, I took care of you. So no one paid me, I need $10 an hour. So look, figure all the hours that I took care of you, and pay me now. So since the beginning, he wasn't sacrificing Tishlam, so in Mela, he's not seated, you don't have to pay him. That's what Gemara says in Babasa. The Tendik says, who are then? Shatkin and Russia. He wasn't, he not home, the Shidduch will come out of this. So Mela, you don't have to pay him, he doesn't get anything then. Then he brings another Raya. Right. Says, interesting Raya. From Bilra Russia. Bilra Russia wanted the Kala Klai Yisrael. What happened to Barisham, instead of the Kala Klai Yisrael, he was put in his mouth, it should be all brachas. Now Bilra will come and say, give me Yitzchak, I gave a bench Klai Yisrael. He said such a thing like that, Kavan was malicious. So Bilra could have a come to Shemayim, come to Tani, he wants to get paid to bring Revolta Klai Yisrael. They'll give him crap, he'll end up in Gehenna. He'll end up in Gehenna. So Melech could see, certainly, there's no Taina. Okay, any others now? Moshe, what do you want to say? It's a Gemara. The Gemara is in the Shechon Aruch. It's like a Tavach, like being, just like you saw a business deal. It's a business deal. Just like a broker. Like a broker. You take a broker, and he, a real estate agent, he tells you, here's the house, here's buy this house. So you have to pay him a certain type of brokerage. So here's the Bashatchan, it's also, it's a brokerage fee. And put on Simon Kuf Pei Hei in your Chashem Mishnah to Vega Halacha. Let me quote you what it says there. Yep, I got the wrong volume. So go on, take a look. Kuf Pei Hei says clearly that the Shatchan is like a regular business deal. And regular business deal, there's a regular have to pay. Just like a brokerage fee you pay, Bashatchan you also have to pay. If you don't pay, you have Gazlan. You don't pay, it's Gazela. Besides other things that can happen. You did it all for yourself. Yeah. That's another right. Good. A very good riot. That's a right also. You can't come with kindness. If intention is one way, then it's a good riot. More of a desire. Very good riot. What the mitzvah? He didn't convince him. His attention was to revise the person. What mitzvah?
No, I'm
talking about the question in
general.
Shatran, what do you mean? No. It's regular business. It's regular dinner shulchan aruch. It's a regular business deal. Sister, Shinasan, Cleve of Akra, Rosa of Akra, Mazira, Chaiva, Sister, Ashatkin, Havik, my sister. Like a broker. Then Ashatkin writes to Shulam on the Yad, and the Shai, when do you pay? But Ashatkin has been like a business thing. And you're required to pay, just like a broker. Ashatkin is also like a broker.
Even though
if you're not a professional Ashatkin, the first thing he did in life, he tried 20 of them, he never successful. The 21st one, it worked out. You have a chuyus to pay. You have a chumash you pay. That's a different shayla. Depends on what you're worth, and depends what the shidduch. You know, used to be in olden times. In olden times, you used to pay percentage of the nadin. The nadin was, let's say, $50,000. Some pay 4%, some 5%, say 6% in machoyk. Shamish with kaz machoyk. Today we don't do that today. The minigam din is to pay a certain amount. Depends who, what, when, and where. The mashirachim did a shidduch. He gave $25,000 shatronis. Depends on who it is. But if they're calling regular people, it's probably about $1,000. What? Per side, yes. Per side. All right. That's one case. Any other artists on this? No? Okay. Next case.
Does the Hoffman have a time for him about the future?
What do you mean, chasen?
You were mad at me. You were malayish me. I'm just talking about, I don't know if it's money. It's
you know, you say you don't pay for busha.
No.
No. That's why it's knas. And knas is, and don't anything else to manage that. Right. Another case.
Did
he
need
mechila? Huh? Did he need mechila? The shock in the Russia?
Yeah, the marriage
worked out. Huh? I'm sure you have to ask mechila for trying to advise the guy.
Even though it worked out.
Even though it worked out, you have to ask Michael to advise the person. The first few minutes, he probably turned green and red, blue, then all colors. Can you imagine? Sitting, standing there, knocking on the door and saying, listen, I came to meet Rachel. Where? What Rachel? Oh, maybe got the wrong address. You can imagine how the person felt the first few minutes. All right.
Happened where, right? In New York?
This happened at the store. Another story. The Shatchin was a Tzir HaShidach. And the both other met. They met a number of times. The boy and girl met a number of times. And it's going great. And it looks like it's soon going to end the Shidach. Baruch Hashem, it's going to end the Toiva. It's going to happen. They're going to get engaged. They're only very close. The Shatchin gets a call from a rich person in Chutz Laaretz. Says, you know, I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael in a few days with my son. And I'm looking for a shidduch for my son. If you find me a good shidduch for my son, I'll give you $10,000 shatchanis. I'll give you $10,000 shatchanis. It's true story. $10,000 shatchanis. The shatchan knew that this girl, that the shidduch he's talking to, was going great and almost going to finish the tithe. That girl's a great girl, and I think it's a perfect shidduch for this guy. So what does he do? He goes to each side, he goes to one, you know, the other one says he doesn't want. Sanachi, this is wrong with you, this is wrong with the boy, this is wrong with the girl. Both sides, he tells them that, you know, each one said about the other. So, of course, you know, shidduch broke. This fellow in Chutz Laaretz went out with the girl, and the shidduch didn't happen. No. So you have broken shidduch, and you have the shidduch work out. A few months later, the parents of the boy and girl happen to meet somewhere else, and have to be friends. They have to be friendly even before. That means you only start to talk to each other, and that woman brought you, you know, how come, what do you have some tainus against me? The tainus, I love you. What do you mean? You know what the shatkin said, that you said this about me, about my daughter, and about this? The guy said, you know, he said the same thing to me too. They got together, and they saw already that this guy is a heaven man. So they said, they're mechadish the shidduch again, they went out together, and they became chas and kala, mazel tov. No. Guess what? Who comes out the shach and he says, this is my shidduch. I want shatchanis. He says, if I would never spoken to start off with, if I was talking with this one, they never came to. I got broken teeth, so I'm a shaita, whatever it is. Call me all names you want. For the meister, I did the shidduch. And not only that, he wants all shatchanis. Why? Because no one else does. No the shatchan. Because the parents do the baldorim, they don't get shatchanis over here. They're the family itself. So Meir, he wants the whole shatchanis. No. You know, if Chaim Pelagius says a more bigger thing, what's the gematria of shatchan? Sheker Daiva the Kess of Naito. Okay. That's Rashi Tevis. Rashi Tevis. Okay. So anyway, first before we go into our, so what do you say? Get Shatranas or not? Maitre did it. Maybe he didn't do it. But the Maitre is the way he broke it. What? Huh? As a new tachshis. All right. We'll see if you're right. All right. Before we go into the halacha, into this case, I gotta tell you some klolim in shatchanis. In paying shatchanis. If someone does a whole shidduch, he speaks to shidduch and he talks to the shidduch, and plus he takes it through the whole from beginning to the end. He gets the whole shidduch. He pays. Get shatchanis from both sides. He talks to shidduch. There's no one in between. The din is that he gets paid from hakol, everything from both sides. Should be getting, okay? The shatchan only starts it off according to, he only speaks to shidduch, but someone else carries the shidduch along, someone else gets more involved, and someone else gets involved and he makes sure he takes care of everything until it's nigma. So the klal is, it's machlokes the price, the right price can hold, that the one the masfil gets a third, and the other shatin gets two thirds. That's the halacha. That's the second klal. Let's say the shatin starts, and the young couple continues the shidduch, or the parents themselves, a mamshit the shidduch, without the shatin. The shatin just put them together. Once they got together, once or twice, the couple decide, the young couple decide, they'll be calling each other. They don't want a shatin between, we'll take care of ourselves. Or the parents get involved, and parents take care of it. Then, the one who gave the tip has to be honest. If he's honest, he shouldn't take any money.
He wants him to lose money.
Right, so now that he made money, if he's an honest person, he shouldn't take any money, right? The guy who made the money doesn't know the guy had bad intentions.
You have to pay this guy. Honestly, no, he's not.
Yeah.
You just want to know if you have to pay the guy money, doesn't.
Well, maybe it's totally on what we said before from the Sivis. If it's a Dvaran Shabalev, it's not Nikur, so maybe... maybe he could get collect money. It could be found in the Sivis you mentioned before. Alright. Another case. Ruven, a young Bach and Yeshiva. Reminds me of the story, but before we get to this case. So, this is a true story. A girl, 10-year-old girl, went over to her aunt, 20 years old, and says, when are you getting married? She says, why, what do you do when you get married? She says, because I said, listen, my mommy will buy me a new dress. She says, listen, you find me a shidduch. Find me a shidduch. So this 10-year-old girl goes in her class, goes to all the kids in the class, and says, and you have an older boy, brothers. And you have an older brother? She says, yes. I have an older brother. How old is he? 23. Is he looking for shidduch? Yeah. So he says, you know, maybe it's for my aunt. So he goes home because the kid comes home and says, mommy, I have a shidduch for time for so and so. So the shidduch happens. The 10-year-old shotgun, okay? The shidduch won't do, okay? So you see, what? This is a true story. I know who it was. It's a true story. Okay. All right. Ruvain was a tiach a shidduch.
Did she get the dress?
Huh? You should ask more than a dress. The parents were honest, you'd have more than a dress, okay?
What
about the goy shatkin?
Huh? A goy shatkin?
Why shouldn't you pay him shatkin?
You have to pay him shatkin?
Why not? Huh? If he's not tavei, it's tavei, it's hakos avosai. But if he comes and asks for shatkin, he's mechuyav to give him. So they're giving him the old goy money. Hakos avosai. There's no other, but if he could tavei, he's mechuyav to pay. Right. Ruvain was Tia Shidduch, was his sister's friend. Abba Ruvain, he was a younger fellow, the 14-year-old Bach in Yeshiva, and he felt uncomfortable to talk to Shidduch. So, the Bach, it was all the Bach, 23-year-old, he started checking into the girl and his family. And he heard beautiful things about the girl and about the family. So he decided, the Bach says, I'm too young, I'm embarrassed, I don't want to talk to Shidduch. So he decides what he's going to do. He picks up a telephone, this bacha, who wants the girl, he mishanes a voice, he makes a shine in a voice, sounds like a shatkin. You know, I have a shidduch, a wonderful yeshiva bacha, a lamdan, talking about himself, a lamdan, a bal chacham, a great guy, talks about himself. He's got his voice. What?
Ono.
Great. I will go to Myers, okay? And so he makes the shatkin, the family checks out the boy, they check out a very good bacha, taka chu, all the miles, he said, chu, and the shatkin sets the time for the shidduch, it's a true story, yeah. And meshach, all the shidduch, same thing, then after the date, he calls up, the shatkin's calling, he says, how did it go? The boy says, he had a great time with her. And he says, then the shatkin's a great shidduch, we want it, and so on, to go out. The shidduch comes. Shidduch comes to them. Now, when the cave, no, not finished yet, comes the engagement to have, you know, a vert, the shotgun doesn't show up. There's the shotgun. Where is the shotgun? He said he couldn't make it. Where did he find the excuse? He said, listen. He says, I'll minute to pay the shotgun by the vert. Here's $1,000 and give it to the shotgun. Be a shliach. Be a good shliach and give it to the shachar and tell him, thank you. The Marzeh, we thank you. We are by my heart. We thank him. Here's the $1,000. Give it to him. The Vacher comes and asks, can I keep the shacharis? I was talking to Shach in it. Can I keep the shacharis or not? Can I give you a shacharis or not? He's not a keeper or not. He did the whole shliach. Or maybe, if they would have known that he was, you know, playing this whole shtick, they wouldn't pay him shacharis. They were defined. I don't have to take the shidduch. So, is he b'chutz? What does he do with the money? If he gives it back, how does he give it back? So give it back in a way, you know, stick it in the pockets, whatever it is, you know what I mean? The way to get the money back. But what does he do? What's the din?
You said that parents can't claim shacharis.
Yeah. They're doing themselves. About the themselves. That's what we're talking about. So.
What about the 14-year-old kid? Where is he sitting?
So, we'll talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Good, very good. First of all, the chasen del nav over here. Why? It's never that. This is not the way you do shidduch. It's never that. He should have, what he should have done, he should have called another friend of his, or speak to a professor, Shatka, or someone else, or his rabbi, or shiva, or somebody, or somebody, to speak to shidduch. He did wrong. Negea, the din is, negea, the parents of the kala, he's mechuyev to get the money, but he does not give it back. They don't have to give it back in a way they won't realize it. Give it back to him in a certain way. But Ladina, the shchatan has to pay the whole shatchanus to this small of this 14-year-old. He was a shatchanus, his idea. And even though Ruvain falsified, you know, he falsified his voice and he made the he pretended that he's the shatchanus and so on. So since he's a baldover. So in Mela, the din is, this young Bachar gets the whole shidduch. He has to pay everything to this one who's a seer shidduch. What's the marker of this? No. We'll tell you in a sec. The marker is, right, Kuf Chav Tes. Mechavis says, Ramos says, in Kuf Chav Tes, Kuf Chav Vey. Like this. Misha Nada, Cha L'chaveyai, Sheyar Badoi. If someone was Menada, he wanted someone to be in order for him. He wants someone to be in order for him. So then is, and as the Leibis says, listen, I need an order for this loan. Since it's hard for me to get an order, I'll pay you to be in order. I'm going to pay you back, but I need an order here. So in Mela, I'll pay you for it. The din is, Mishinah Rechavei, Shri Arbadoi, in Kibo Kinyan Litain, Lishchar Chayev, Litain, Sima Shekotav. If let's say if he made a Kinyan, then he's mechuyev to pay what is kotzav. But if like Kibbutz Kinyan ain't all little like schab at Vir B'Yama, he says I'm going to pay it to be an erev. At the end, he doesn't have to pay him. The only one in Kibbutz Kinyan. So Ksai speaks out over there in Sifkon Tes, because then our erev doesn't take schab. If it's just like yes, I'll schayer. So you're not mechuyev to pay. But if you made a Kinyan, then you're mechuyev to pay the erev. So the side of the Ksai is saying is, something which the derech is not to take tzcha, you're not mechuyev to pay. That's the side of the Ksaita Chashim, which learns Shat Ramor. The same by Shatchanus also. Shatchanus is the derech is normally to pay Shatchanus when you speak a shidduch. That's only if you're not a baldova. But Luisa, if you're a baldova, the minig, it's put on a place, the minig is a baldova himself, a parent himself took a shidduch. If that's anything, he's a baldova, you don't pay it. Doesn't get Shatchanus at all. Only someone who's Adam Zar. What's called Adam Zar? Someone who's not a cousin could be, a brother, sister could be Adam Zar, like Abed is, a cousin, an uncle, aunt, they could be Adam Zar. But a parent himself, that's Siddur Baldava, and a Mela, the next Siddur, then also the Chosin himself. If he himself is a Shafkin, he's a Baldava over here. So Baldava doesn't get, and he doesn't claim to get. Unless he's a Kabbal Kinyan, but he has a Shakabal Kinyan over here. So a Mela in such a case, he's not mechuyev to pay. So maybe the case is case. The shatchan over here, since he was about baldova, he doesn't get anything. He has to pay, and he has to get the money back to the parents of the kala. But since it's not, let me finish. He could give it back in a way of them not knowing. But the chatzan is mechuyev to pay shatchanes to his young bachur spoke to shidduch to the kala. Pay everything, the whole shatchanes, because he's the only one involved over here. The rest are about his worm. Same thing will be odira. The gave him Meister. In Eretz Yisrael, America might, the law might be different. In Eretz Yisrael, let's say someone wants to sell a deer. There's a true story happening in Eretz Yisrael. Someone wants to sell a deer for $200,000. One story says he goes over to a real estate agent, a tabach, he goes over to a tabach, and he tells him, listen, if you do me a favor, I want you to sell this deal of $200,000. I don't know what the percent is, let's say normally take 5%. 5% to be the shot to the real estate agent. So he sells out an apartment for $200,000, so he gets $10,000. So it happens to be that this real estate agent has a son who's looking for a dira. So he decides, he looks at the dira, and he decides he wants a dira for his own son. So he says, listen, I want the dira for $190,000. I'm the real estate agent. So in the show, the halach is, he's required to pay he's required to pay the whole $200,000. I don't know how it's in America. America goes to cause the meaning of Medina. But in the show, if the shayla comes to Bezdin, the din is, he has to pay full $200,000. He can't say, listen, since I'm the real estate agent, and I did the deal over here, so I can take up the $10,000, so the deal is only $190,000. Since it's a Valdava, the din is an Etisrael, that's the halacha, that's if they would come to the entire, that would be psak. I don't know in America like that, I don't know the rules in America. That would be psak. If they go to a shayla, the Eskish shayla rov, the rov of Paskin, you have to pay $200,000.
Does he get the Meitivu?
Is that the law of the country, the law of the Medina?
No, there is a law of Chayshim that even though the law is destroyed, it's still a wrong way, it's a Minigam Medina, you go back to Minigam Medina. It's a shock in some places. What?
You're saying that
the thing
is an Allah in that's because
that's what
the Medina
passed,
that's their law, and we take on their law, or the
Shedda,
that's the Din Torah.
In that's the strong.
What's
I think
the difference?
I think that's the Din
Torah.
That's the Din
Torah. So that's the Din
Torah. Did you say that for Chayshim Mishpat?
No. No.
There's no difference.
I'm telling you.
My
Chayshim Mishpat
didn't change
theirs. Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying. But there's such a thing as, when you go to a real estate agent here in America, you go back to the rules of that,
Din
Machusa.
Yes.
It's not to do with halacha then. Right. You know, it's mimic That's what Shach says.
It has to do with Din Machusa, it's not to do with halacha.
Right. If they come to Bezdin, the Bezdin would say that even if he didn't, you pay $200,000, but it could be an American law.
Rav Dapkin, there still, you have to go back to Din Machusa.
No, I'm saying that he didn't manage to throw.
No,
because the din is, the minig is mevatel halacha. Because I was coming on him, normally if din machus the din is connected to the shechana, you go back to the shechana, the shach says in another place in Chashim Mishpat. However, when sometimes
the
go back
to the fruma, the brook is a fruma, and the bali dvorim are fruma.
The brokers minhagim, when they get the license, you go back to the minig of their places. You don't go back to the din there.
Why does that apply in Eretz Yisrael?
But there's certain things you can go about the meaning of Medina.
Is there a secular court in Eretz Israel?
Why are you going to
secular?
No.
There's
nothing.
Could you have to go to Bezdin then?
Huh?
He's out of it.
Because
he's the father.
Right. He's a Baldova, and that's it.
What?
A grandparent? I don't know. Parents for sure. Grandparent, maybe not. No. They're not Baldovas, no.
Even no parents,
right. It's time for another witness. Okay.
What about the 10-year-old girl?
Huh?
The 10-year-old girl, maybe she should have.
She got shatronas. She should get shatronas. At least a third she should get.
Does it go to the parents?
Does it go to
the
father?
Does it go to the father?
Well.
Does it go to the father?
Depends who he speaks to. Depends who the parents are.
She's a tanner.
Goes to the parents.
So?
Right. Parents are nice. They put it in a bank and put it in a piggy bank. They can keep it. They'll have to keep
it. They can keep it. So you don't have to give back. The shakar can give it straight to the 14-year-old bocha, the guy that did himself. How does it work?
The bocha who came, the 14-year-old gets shakarnas.
Right. From the chutzpah side.
So he has to give back the chutzpah outside the money.
Yeah, right. And he has to pass it to pay. Right. Yeah. All right. Another case.
But the college should give the 14-year-old too, the mic. But she's giving it. They think they're giving it to him.
He didn't speak. She never spoke to them. He never spoke to the other side. All right. Another case. A shatkin went to a family. He had a bacha, mitzvah gadol, big time a chacham, and he went to the family. The father. He went to the father of the boy, and he says that the girl side, I know you have a good bacha, the girl side is going to give you, is going to pay for a full deer in Yerushalayim. Full deer in Yerushalayim. What? This is the story. Full deer in Yerushalayim. So the family of bacha, you know, normally when you make a shidduch, it's 50-50. They both have to pay 50%. Here's a shidduch, someone's prayer to full Yerushalayim, the parents of the boy don't have to pay anything. So because of that they knew the bacha is a good bacha and he's worth it, you know, my son is worth it. So Mera, so they let the son meet the girl. After they checked out the girl, to find the girl, it's a very good girl, plus a full dira, let him go out. After going out a number of times, they didn't get engaged yet. Going out a number of times, the family meets together, you know, comes together before you can break before you should. The family gets together a little bit, both sides. They start talking about, you know, what support and so on, about a dira. They said, where in Yerushalayim do you want to buy a dira? He said, what dira in Yerushalayim? Shatkin lied. He never said a dira. He says, I don't have money for a dira in Yerushalayim. He says, if you want, I'll pay you half a dira. Somewhere half hour out of Yerushalayim, maybe I could skim through the money to pay half a dira in Yerushalayim. A dira in Yerushalayim costs, what is it, $300,000? And somewhere else in Arad, and somewhere else, it's worth $50,000, so I can come up with $25,000 for a dira. I never said the shots to the shotgun. I never told the promise of shots to anything. No. So the parents of the boy said, okay, shidduch is off. We're not letting our son go out anymore. No. The shotgun lied. They're both upset. They go out, they go to the farm. But wherever, the boy and girl already connected already. And the parents of the boy says he should go out with somebody else. The boy tries once or twice, it's gaitnish. He wants this girl. No? What do you do? So less better, both parents meet together and they made up shorting them. And the shidduch came. Now they're gonna buy a deer in Yerushalayim and they're gonna pay each one's gonna pay 50% of a deer. So they both have tarumas, big tarumas on the shatkin. And now Shakun comes and says, I did the shidduch. This is my shidduch. My shidduch. Yeah. This is my shidduch. So women, you get money. You cost me an arm and a leg. Now Shachonis, I can get away with $1,000. It's cost me, the guy, both sides have tainus in him. The one has a good bracha, says I could have gotten with a different girl. I could have probably gotten a full dira. Now I'm stuck here. Have to pay half dira. It cost me $150,000 for a $300,000 dira. The other one says, I would have bought a dira in Arad for $25,000. Now, I have to pay $150,000. You want shatchon? Mechutz with your eye. You want shatchon enough to see? He says the shatchon should pay a third of the dira. But I don't think you're right. All right. Huh? I'm not telling you stories, I'm telling you a story, okay? Sometimes people talk before and sometimes they talk it later. It depends. Whatever goes, that's ethical, okay?
If the shidduch was read and then it was brought and then it was dissolved and then it was re-recorded.
That's a different shayla. That's a different halacha. No, that's not it. That's not it. Okay. After a shidduch, your case is a different shayla. Comes to shayla and paiskin. You speak a shidduch and went off, then the dinner is, and if someone starts again, does the first guy get?
Right.
It's even shayla, even bigger shayla. Let's say a shidduch happened and they got married and they got divorced. And then they remarried again. You have to pay a second time shatkanet. Okay, but that's not for today. Okay, all right. This is shayla and paiskin. Yeah, all right. And these shayla happened.
What, it was the same shatkan that got them together the second time?
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, they got together themselves the second time.
No. All right. Anyway. So now the shatkan comes and tainas. He wants money. No one says, how are you, what money? You mechayev me more than I ever thought I'm going to give. And now, watch this, so who's right? The din is like this, that even the shatkin did a big havla, they must pay shatkhanas, full shatkhanas, the shleimusam, they have to pay shatkhanas, the feed of minig amokam. Why? What's a shatkin? He brings together two parties, that's what he did. Get this one prat, a big prat over here, double gadol, but one prat over here, He lied over here. Bala Meister, even that tainus to him, but some of the kibo. They agreed today that they would, but he really was a maskal over there. They met because of him. He lied and so on, so you had a choice to break it off. Now you had no choice, you had to, because they liked each other, so some of the kibo, the fat by Shidduchim, there's another reason, Shidduchim, if they were going out to somebody else's Mishamayim, this is supposed to be Shidduch, they go with 10 other boys, 10 other girls, it's not going to go. Because this is Mishamayim, this is already Bashet already. So in Meila, it's Tzavah Kibo, and the din is that even the Shachan to be in the Abla, then they have to pay the Fee Minig HaMokan. But let's talk about one more thing.
The Shachan didn't do anything wrong.
Huh? Okay. Okay. But let's say, so Levina, you are required to pay for the shatkin. However, what happens if the V of the Kala, them is promised the whole dira, and the shidduch almost finished, and the shidduch broke because he changed his mind. He said that pay for dira, then he got cold feet right before the shidduch happened, right? So the shayla is the father of the girl. Beginning, Emmet, here's the case, is he never said it. The shatkin lied. But let's say he really said so. The father said, I'll pay a full deal in Yerushalayim. And then when it comes to the mat each other, and the other side is not moving, and I'll break the shidduch and so on. So there's a tshuva lichas Yisrael says, he brings down the Shemayah and the Machnafayim, that if Emmet, the shidduch doesn't end because of this, then the mechuyav to pay the tzor, not shatkhanes. If the shidduch breaks off because of that, then he has to pay all his expenses, all his toys, and schar betela of his tircha, because they were going him, because of him the shidduch broke. And the right to that, they're being from Amor. Amor says, in Choshen Mishpat, send your dollar to pay. Someone tells his friend, let's go to the entire different city, let's go to New York. So they make up to go to New York. So the woman goes to New York to meet with the Bezdin. Shiva never shows up. He doesn't show up to the dinner. He has to pay plane fare, taxi fare, hotel fare. The dinner is he can mechayev the other person for not coming. They also can mechayev all that tzoris. They also, he's mechayev to pay all that tzoris. But Pashi is going to pay shatchanis. Why? Since it was the nigmar shidduch. Since he didn't finish off the shidduch. But the tzoris of the shatchan that has to try to bring the shidduch to end, that is mechayev, the one who changed their mind is mechayev to pay. Since we started, said we have 5 minutes, I'll tell you a story, a nice story. a horrible story, I'll tell you something good. I'll tell you a story, a true story also. Huh?
At the end, everybody got married. Oh, my God.
Okay. There was a rich woman, that was a young almana. She herself got sick, and she left a big Yerusha, she had a daughter. She told the daughter before she dies that you're soon gonna start the Parsha Shiduchim. I'm leaving you over all my nechassim. On the condition that you marry the best bach in this yeshiva. I'm close with yeshiva. I give a lot of money to yeshiva. Go over to yeshiva when you start with Shiduchim, and you should tell him that he should give you the best bach in yeshiva. Right? The mother died. Soon afterwards, this girl, this young girl, 20-year-old girl, she goes to the Rosh Yeshiva, and she says, my mother told me to ask you for a taiva, for a shidduch for me, the best bach in yeshiva. So Shiva says, listen, I was very close with your family and so on. So, Reuven, he's the best bach in yeshiva. Go out with him, see what happens. They go out, and they become chosn kala. A little later, a few weeks after the shidduch, the girl, the kala, starts hearing that this is not the best bach in yeshiva. Shimon is the best bach in yeshiva. Someone else, then Shimon. And now, like the Shiva said, the chosn Reuven, the chosn was meeting with the kala to get to meet once in a while. He sees any kitmal tilshon like you know he's not as friendly, not as a little cool, a little cold to him, and something's going all the way. He starts digging up what's going on. Something must have happened. Someone must have done something here. They find what happened that she really doesn't want. She wants. She found out that there's a better bacha than me. So the bacha, Abel bacha. So he sits down with the kala. He says, I see you're not with me. It's not like it was before. Now I know the reason why you're like this. You might want someone else. I'm not the best bacha. So Mela, I'm a shachar you. I'm Marichah Mechila Gemura. They write a Ksav Mechila. Each one goes their own way. So Shidduch is off. After this man, the kala meets Shimon, both the best bacha in yeshiva, and the Shidduch comes and they get married. A few months later, a Rosh Yeshiva Chasher from a different yeshiva comes to the yeshiva and says, I'm looking for Magad Shir in the Beis Medrash. I want your best bacha to become the Magad Shir in yeshiva. So, he's Matsiya Reuven. Nope. Rosh Yeshiva sits down with this bacha and he starts telling him, you know, the yeshiva is a big asid, even though you're not married yet. But it's a big honor for you to if you have this job. You can come down the road, you can come big mouth with Torah possibly. So he says, no. I don't want the job. So he goes away, find somebody else. So the Rosh Yeshiva of the Bacha, where the Bacha learned, the Bacha came to Shiva, he asked him, why did you think he had a future for you? A golden future. Not every time comes such an opportunity. To find such a job. People have to spend a life as a job. And you had an opportunity here. Why did you do it? Why did you put it away? So he says, the reason why, I'll tell you, I know this is a job opportunity that possibly I'll never have it again. And I don't know if I'll ever have such an opportunity in my life again. However, how could I take such a job? Let's say my pay the collar where I broke up the shidduch from will find out that I got this job. What's going to be reaction? She's going to think that I am the best bacha. And I, as an idiot, I broke up the shidduch. I'm going to tell you, Isayma, how can I do such a thing? How can I tell you, Isayma? This story is brought down to Sefer Baruch Hinashi. So he brings down, he says, from this meister, there's no suffix min shemaim, he writes, that this bacha will get the burn shom paying back. The pasha, he won't lose from these type of viturim. He won't lose. Certainly, he'll get whatever the Baruch wants him to get. Mi kam chiso. Okay. Huh? Yeah.